when they look at my teeth and look at my mouth and they're judging me, which isn't a good thing, but they're judging me and seeing me in a positive way. That feels great. When before, you know, I was always self-conscious. I was always getting profiled in a negative way.
Today, I'm joined by two people who share how dental implants made them feel comfortable at work again. So what specific dental issues were either of you facing, and how did that lead to you feeling uncomfortable at work?
It was a lot of pain, and I was always uncomfortable. So, you know, infections and abscesses and broken teeth, and my soft tissues in my mouth were being cut by sharp edges of broken teeth and things like that. So I was absolutely miserable at work. You know, you're supposed to be happy and sell your product and interact with people. And all I wanted to do was just, you know, crawl into a hole and take pain medication if I could, you know. So it was just, it was not a good situation. I was never myself. I was never comfortable. I always felt like I was trying to run away from the pain.
How did you go about like social interaction? Was it something that you avoided or just kind of had to get through?
Well, the interaction that I had with people, you know, in my workplace was as little as possible. You know, I have to interact with people in one way or another. I have to yell out, hey, do you want to ride? Or, you know, where are you going today? You know, can I take you somewhere? You know, or if they're walking along the road and they're just tourists and they don't know what they want to do, you know, you have to offer suggestions and, you know, recommendations and things like that. And, you know, that's not easy to do when you're trying to hide your face from someone when you're talking to them. I know I'm sitting in the front seat of a driver's position in a vehicle, but it's kind of, you still like, I'm like my head's down and face forward and I'm trying not to look at them when I'm talking to them. Or if I do, it's real quick, you know, a real quick look and then a look away, you know, and it's hard to relate to people when they're not looking you in the eye. And it's hard to judge how somebody feels about you when you can't even look them in the eye, you know? So it's kind of how it was for me before I got my smile.
You know, for me, the dental challenges that I faced were, it wasn't necessarily pain all the time. It was more my teeth kept shifting. So the appearance of my teeth, they started to gap. The teeth started to turn and twist. And it was just really, I was embarrassed about the way that I looked. And then also because the spacing would change so often, I would often have to learn how to speak in a certain way so that I didn't have a lisp. But also I was so ashamed about the way that I looked, but I didn't have an opportunity to kind of hide, until COVID happened. And then once I was able to wear masks and it became a norm for that, I actually was kind of grateful that I could hide behind it because I was more embarrassed about the way that my teeth looked. Now, they didn't function very well, but that didn't necessarily affect my workplace too much, except for the fact about the way that my speech was impeded.
So how do you think having that as an issue like impacted your interactions with people or even like your performance at work?
Well, I definitely, what we call, muted myself. I felt as if I had lots that I could give and contribute to different situations and conversations. I was invited to the table many times to give my input, but I stayed silent a lot because I just didn't feel as if people would take me serious with the way that I looked. And so because I was ashamed of that, I would just stay quiet. I would stay quiet all the time.
I can't imagine not being able to kind of fully be yourself, not being able to fully share things just because of the way, you know, people will judge or look at you. And that's like so unfair. How do you think that affected like other aspects of your life, maybe even relationships with your friends or family? Could they tell you were kind of struggling? Or
for me, it's emotional. It's draining, like on your emotional stability. You know, it affects your mental health because you're always, you know, you want to be a part of something, but you can never feel included, even though you feel like you want to be. I could feel how people would look at you. You can't, it's not just visual. Like, you can feel the vibe when somebody's looking at you. You can tell when someone's, you know, gives you that quick profiling, judging type look when you're talking to them. And it just breaks your heart. Because even when you feel like you're having a great conversation with someone, or you feel like, hey, they're not judging me, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the conversation, you see them look down at your mouth, and you can just see like the facial expressions on them change, or the tone in their voice will change. And you can just tell that you're not getting the respect that a normal person would get that didn't have like that handicap with their mouth, you know? And it is the worst feeling in the world when you can't feel like yourself, or feel like you're being respected, or feel like you're on the level or level ground with other people when you're talking to them, you know? And to miss out on that respect when you know there's no other reason that you know, didn't deserve to get that from somebody other than the fact that they're just looking at your teeth, you know? And they're probably thinking, oh my God, how do you get teeth like that? Is he a drug addict? Is he, you know, was he in a horrible accident? Did he just never take care of his teeth, you know? And these are all things that run through your head when you're talking to somebody. And it makes it even harder to have a conversation with someone because you've got all these things running through your head that, you know, maybe be premeditated, maybe valid, or maybe not. But still, in most cases, that's the situation that we're going through when you can't be comfortable and be, you know, yourself in front of other people and to speak and smile without a reservation. And it's just, it's not a good feeling. It really isn't. It's very unsettling.
I know for myself, I never had anybody come to me in my personal life or even professional life and say directly anything negative about my teeth, but we are our worst critics and self-perception is everything. So for me, I was kind of putting my own thoughts about myself in others' minds for myself. Like, I'm thinking the way that I see myself is the way other people perceive me. And so it was just really difficult for me. I remember going to a dentist one time and telling them how, you know, I was so embarrassed to even show up to the dentist because I was just so ashamed of my teeth and I didn't want them to, you know, like, have a ill perception of me based off of the condition that my teeth were in. But, you know, that's what they do every single day is deal with teeth. But I still, it affected so many different areas of my life. But also my job at that time, it required me to do a lot of marketing for different programs that we were putting on or campaigns that we were doing. And there was this campaign that we were doing 1 month, and the commander of the post basically was like, these two programs, y'all are going to work together. And so I need y'all to come up with, you know, some marketing things that you're going to do. And so one of the activities that we were going to do was record a PSA, public service announcement. And so there I was invited to represent my organization, had someone else representing their organization, scripted event. We recorded the video. I even saw the draft of the video. And when the video hit the TV screen, it was not me there. So they had actually re-recorded it with someone else. My words, but not my face. And nobody ever came to me and said, we're replacing you, or that recording didn't work out, or anything. I literally just had to, I was in anticipation because I'm like, oh, wow, you know, we're recording this PSA and I want to see it when it goes live. And when it does come on, I'm like trying to follow it. It comes on and I'm like, where am I? And that said more than anything. You know, I think even if I thought people didn't have a bad perception of me because they never said it to me, even if I had a hint of, you know, like just wanting to hold on to hope that people were not judging me or treating me differently because of the way that my teeth looked, in that moment, all the bad thoughts were confirmed because there was no other reason to take me off of the video and to never give me an explanation. But that made me feel so small, and I didn't want to do anything else in the public. And it still affects me today, you know? It still affects me today. Yeah.
I hate hearing that. You had to kind of figure it out for yourself that you weren't even in the video. No, you got to get a heads up.
Nothing.
This leads me to the question of how did y'all situations of feeling this way, when did you start to look for a solution?
So I started looking online for implants. I had a friend that had implants done. They didn't get it done in 24 hours like I did, which is why I got it done in 24 hours, because I watched their process for 10 and 12 months, and they're still trying to get their final teeth after like 2 years. They still haven't gotten their final teeth. And I've had my teeth for how long after 24 hours? Over almost a year and a half, and they're still working. She had hers done before I did. And I knew that that's what I needed. I knew the last time I went to a dentist, they told me that the only way they could remove my teeth is by having oral surgery, which means they're going to have to cut open the gums and remove the teeth from under the gum line. And that was 90% of the teeth in my mouth. So I knew that I was beyond normal dental repair. So I started looking online, and I kept seeing ads for Nuvia and different implant, you know, centers. So I went and I booked some consultations, and that's what led me to Nuvia. And the fact that Nuvia did it, can do it for me in 24 hours, and I wouldn't have to go through the hassle that I was watching my friend go through, was that's what signed the deal for me with Nuvia, really. It's that they could do it for me in 24 hours. They could give me the solution I wanted, and I could walk away with a smile. And that's what I did. I needed a solution, and Nuvia found the solution for me.
Absolutely. And you wanted it fast. You didn't want to wait.
Absolutely. I did not want to go through the misery that I'm still watching my friend go through. She works on the golf carts with me. She's a much older lady than I am. And I've seen nightmares on TikTok where people have gone through like 13, 14 sets of like adjustments and trial teeth, you know, and I didn't want to. This is it. Nuvia gave me this, and that was it. I don't have 13 or 12 other sets. This is it.
Absolutely. You know?
I knew I needed to do something. So I set out to find a dentist, but I didn't know what I needed. Like, I literally just wanted to go get a cleaning because my teeth, you know, like I had a, you know, just calculus buildup. And I remember going to the dentist and them like not wanting to clean my teeth because they were just like, your teeth are in such bad disorder. Like, you need your teeth taken out. And the only solution they had for me was dentures. And I just, for some reason, could not accept that. But I remember walking away, and I even did everything. I did all the workup. I got the CT scan. I did all of the molds. I did everything. I was working with a prosthodontist for dentures. And I don't know, it was just something unsettled with me about doing it. I wasn't ready to make that commitment of them taking all my teeth out and going with dentures, because I was still in my 30s at that time. And I don't know. So I walked away from that just knowing, and I even wrote a message to my sister and told her my experience at the dentist. And I relegated myself to, one day I will be wearing dentures, you know. But my breaking point, a tooth fell out. One day I'm brushing my teeth, and I actually had a work trip scheduled. I was leaving like in 2 days, and a front tooth fell out, and I didn't know what I was going to do, but there was nothing I could do. And so I had to go tubeless. And my husband knew how I felt for years. He knew how I felt, and he knew I was at rock bottom at that point. And he's the one that found Nuvia, and he sent me the Nuvia ad, and the rest is history.
So. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could have gotten dentures too, but I'm under 40, you know, I was 35 when I was considering this, or 36, 37, whatever, 40, right in that area. I didn't want, I associated dentures with old people, you know, and the way you see people try when they take their dentures out, you know, and their jaws go up above their, you know, top lip, and you have that Popeye looking face. I didn't want to be 40 years old and look like Popeye. I wanted to be my age. I wanted to feel comfortable. I wanted to feel secure. I wanted to feel accepted, and I wanted to be happy with who I was and what I looked like. Right. And I didn't think dentures were going to give me that answer, because that's a temporary solution, in my opinion. I needed something permanent, something I depend on, something I could be seen with in front of other people, something I could go to bed with at night, something that was natural, like natural teeth, and that was implants for me. And that's why I went with implants.
Did you know at the time that with the missing teeth in either of y'all's mouth was going to result in, you know, bone loss? And how did that impact, you know, your willingness to kind of go in and do something?
Well, that's what scared me the most about not being a candidate is bone loss, because I had a lot of missing teeth. But then again, I think that I was a candidate because the roots of my teeth, a lot of them were still there. So I guess they were still in the bone. They were just infected and broken. So I was very scared that the bone loss would prevent me from being a candidate, but luckily I was able to get it done.
And that was one of the deciding factors with the dentures, because they did tell me that having all my teeth pulled that young, that I would have to, it was imminent that I was going to have bone loss, and then I was going to always have to update my dentures as that went. So that's why I just was like, I don't necessarily know that this is the route I want to go this young in life. Let me just kind of ride this out as long as I can. One day I'll probably have to have dentures, but do I really want to start now with that? So yeah, definitely. But I was dealing with having bone challenges anyway because of the periodontitis. So I just, it was always a worry for me.
But I heard even if you do have bone loss or some bone density issues, that there are things and there are options for people that have some issues. Like there's different types of implants, you know, that even if you do have, you know, bone structure that's missing in a certain area, there are other options. So even if you do have a bunch of missing teeth and you've had dentures for years and years and years, and you feel like, oh no, I'm never going to have enough bone density or bone, you know, structure to get this done. Well, you can't tell yourself that unless you're actually at a dentist getting the scans and talking to the doctor. You have to let the doctor decide. And if the doctor decides that you can get it, then get it, because it's way better.
Right. That's why actually now there's a 60-second quiz you can take to find out if you could be a candidate for permanent teeth in 24 hours. And it's quick, it's easy, and that's something you can find in the link in the description below. What made Nuvia more appealing than maybe other places when you were looking at dental implants?
Well, number one, I didn't even know what I was looking for, because I just knew I needed help. And everywhere I had went before, like, they just seemed very confused about my case. Like, they didn't know what they needed to do. All of them, the only thing was, okay, dentures, take them out and dentures. When I found Nuvia, number one, what was most appealing was the fact that I was in the rabbit hole of testimonial videos, and I was able to see like everybody's story and see everybody's before and after. And I thought, okay, these individuals know what, you know, like dental health challenges are. And I just felt confident in that. I felt like my case wouldn't be so weird to them as if when I walked into other dental offices. So that was number one. I knew that they were okay with complex cases. The second thing was, you know, 24 hours, of course, you know, like if that is really something that can happen, I am there for it. So that was very appealing to me to know that they were able to one day go and have your extractions, and that implants placed, and then the next day go and get your new smile. What? You know, sign me up for that.
And exactly, because you're not coming back in to just get, you know, a temporary like set of teeth or denture the next day until you're fitted for your finals. It's actually right, your permanent right. set of like zirconia.
Yeah, it was very, you know, I think because nobody wants to wait months, you know, because you're thinking of my, like, number one, I've got to get all of my teeth out. So that's one part of it. And then it's like, how do I continue to function in life with no teeth? It's one thing to have bad teeth, but another thing to have no teeth. So how do I function and continue to work, you know, with no teeth? And then even if they did give me temporaries, who's to say that they're going to fit well? How often am I going to have to go back? Are they going to be sturdy? You know, like there's just so many variables. But with them, it was like, nope, this is what you get the day after. And so that just took away a lot of downtime. I knew I didn't have to face anybody without teeth. And when I did get teeth, they were going to be teeth that were customized for me. And I loved that.
And you also mentioned earlier how, you know, before you were even scared to kind of go to the dentist because of the fear of, you know, how people maybe made you feel by yourself. Can you kind of explain how you felt at Nuvia? Like, did they make you feel comfortable?
Absolutely. I felt like it was a no judgment zone. I have walked into dentist offices before and felt guilty. Literally guilty. Like, it's my fault. I have actually had a dentist say to me, why did you wait so long to make an appointment? And it's like I had to come up with excuse after excuse after excuse because, you know, it's like, it was like, that's my fault. It's my fault that I'm in this situation. I've already beat myself up and it's already taken so much out of me just to walk through the door. And then I get shamed when I sit in the chair, when I'm seeking help. Like, so I was already traumatized by that. So when I walked in the Nuvia and everybody was like, hey, like so excited that you were there for help. And everybody bent over backwards to help you. Nobody had any kind of like negative thought process about what was going on with you. They were just like, how can we help? This is what we see and this is what we can do for you. And even if it's something like, you know, I have mostly healthy teeth on my bottom arch, right? So like I wasn't a candidate for full arch on the bottom at that time. And so it was like they even gave me like recommendations for what to do to help with my bottom as well. So I mean, the one thing about Nuvia is they really are there to help you as an individual, and there was no judgment at any moment in time.
Yeah, I felt the same way. You know, you walk through those doors and it's like it goes from black and white world to a world of color, you know, like everybody's there with open arms. It's like walking into church or something and everybody's there just humming away and singing the songs of the gods, you know, and it's like all these angels and you see these lights are shining and ringing and, you know, everybody's with pretty mouths and smiles and hugs and you know, you walk in there with your head held low, you know, you're walking in there with past trauma, you're walking in there, you know, afraid of what's going to happen, unsure of what's next, if you're going to be able to afford it, if you're going to be able to get the process done or your candidate, if the doctors or the staff's going to look down upon you. No, not at Nuvia. They're there with open arms. From the moment you step through the door and see the receptionist at the front desk, you're met and greeted with smiles and hugs.
Speaking of affordability, there's actually a dental implant cost guide that reveals what this procedure could actually cost you. And if you're curious, you can download that in the description below.
Listen, they take the time to hear your words and how you're feeling. And not only do they hear you and let you know that they understand where you're coming from, but they embrace your pain and take it from you. And they let you know that you're in a comfortable spot and you're not being judged. And that's a wonderful feeling in a dental office because that's pretty much unheard of. So
absolutely.
It's definitely a different environment as far as a dental office. It's not so stereotypical of a dental office. It's more of like a, like mirage, that's like a mirage that you actually can get to, you know what I mean, in the desert. You're starving for water and you finally find the water, you know. It's like a little piece of dental heaven on this earth. It's a reality for us, and thank God we found the doors open for us at Nubia, because man, I would not have wanted to go anywhere else. And I went through consultations at other places, and nobody made me feel as comfortable and welcome as Nubia, or understood as Nubia did. And not just Nubia, but everybody at Nubia, whether it was the receptionist, whether it was a doctor, whether it was the anesthesiologist, whether it was the lab tech, whether it was just the person coming in the room to check in on me to see if I needed a glass of water while I was waiting for the doctor. You know, it doesn't matter. They are there to make you feel comfortable and confident about what you're doing. And if you, for some reason, don't feel confident about what you're doing, they're going to show you where to get the confidence from, because they're so confident about what they're doing for you. And they give you the answers that you really need. And even if for some reason you are not a candidate for dental implants, then Nubia takes the time to show you what your next steps should be to help you gain the healthy mouth and smile that you're looking for. I mean, where can you go wrong? I mean, who does that?
We discussed at the beginning of this video, you know, how you felt before you've got your teeth fixed. And now that you have, what have you experienced back at work again?
Well, like I was telling you before, like I have like, you know, rich people, famous people, things like that, you know, influencers and, you know, beautiful models that are sitting right next to me like, oh my God, look at his smile. She's like grabbing all of her friends that are in the seats behind me, trying to turn my head while I'm driving so her friends can look at how pretty my teeth are. You know how good that felt just to have somebody recognize you like that in that positive and endearing kind of a light? That's priceless, man. And I get to feel that all the time. And even if they don't say that to me, I can see it. I can sense it. I can feel the vibe that I'm being respected when I talk to somebody. That when they look at my teeth and look at my mouth and they're judging me, I can see that they're getting this positive vibe. They're judging me, which isn't a good thing, but they're judging me and seeing me in a positive way. That feels great. When before, I was always being, you know, I was always self-conscious. I was always getting profiled in a negative way. And people, you know, is he a drug addict? Is this and that? Those things are running through your head like your own worst critic. And you know they're thinking that because you can see them thinking that through their eyes. You know what I mean? And to have the opposite of that, where somebody looks at you and sees you in a positive way, and then all of a sudden you see sparkle in their eye while you're talking to them because they're respecting you on an equal level, is just, it's amazing. It's magical. And it's not just happening once or twice. It happens with many interactions on a daily basis for the rest of your life, you know? So it's nice to look forward to talking to somebody again.
Work has definitely changed. The mute button is off.
Good, as it should be. As it should be.
I definitely off. Talk probably more than people want to hear. No. I had to relearn. I really did. I had to set that goal for myself, to be heard again in the workplace. And what did that mean? Because I didn't want to be loud. I wanted to really be understood. And I remember setting that as a goal because I needed to amplify my voice. I needed to, I guess, be that professional that I know that I am, and to take a hold of any opportunity that I have to insert my opinion when requested, to give my thoughts and feedback on things, and to just help and advocate for others in the field. I think sometimes for myself, I would just kind of keep quiet before, because I didn't want anybody seeing my teeth. But once I got to the point to where I knew that I didn't have that crutch to hide behind, I had to learn how to use my voice again so that it was impactful for what I was advocating for. And so now things have totally changed. And I'll never forget this. I'll never forget one day I had an individual come up. I was talking to her about something. And she said to me, "You have the look." And I was like, "I have the look? Oh my God, I have hit a new milestone."
Own it, girl, own it.
I'm like, yes. Sometimes you don't even realize what it is that you're looking for that validation, you know? Mm-hmm. It wasn't until that moment, because remember going back to what it was before, where I was being edited out of videos because I evidently didn't have the look, to now being sought after because I have the look. And I'm like,
the look, girl.
I am on cloud nine.
Now for You Ask, They Answer. We'll have our guests address specific questions you have about today's topic straight from the Nuvia Smile Maker Club Facebook community. Benita said, "When do you really look in the mirror and feel like yourself again?"
Well, it is shocking at first. I will say that, right? Because things have changed. So the first day, I will say this, I never put the mirror down because I kept looking at myself and trying to see, like, who is that person, you know, and trying to practice the smile and everything like that. But it becomes a part of you. It really becomes you. I remember going to the bathroom and brushing my teeth and kind of shocking myself whenever I would get there, because I reminded myself of my mom, or I even remember saying, "Oh, I have a smile like so-and-so," because it just didn't seem like it was me, my smile. But it's me. This is who I am. So I would say for me, I got used to it maybe after a couple of weeks, you know, like, because you just see yourself so often with it. And it just becomes who you are. And I think the question is more like, when you look at yourself, when do you start to feel? Not necessarily how you feel with the teeth, but when you see yourself, when do you start believing or feeling like it's you? So for me, I would say it took me a couple weeks, because every time I would look in that mirror, I would get shocked that, is that really you?
I'm still not used to it. I still look in the mirror and I'm like, I'm waiting to see those black marks coming out of my mouth and those sticks to come up, because there's 20 years or more of my life, that's what I saw in my mouth, you know? So every time I look in the mirror, it surprises me every time. I just pat myself on the back and I thank Nuvia and I thank God and I thank everybody that, you know, that was with me, that supported me, you know, because I'm still not used to it. I still, every day I'm like, oh my God, that's me? Is that serious? That's me?
Benita had another question. She said, "When does the prosthetic start to feel more natural?"
For me, because I only had the top arch, right? It didn't take too much to get used to in regards to like talking. However, I do remember it just being a very odd feeling, because number one, I didn't have to force my mouth to close, because, you know, my former teeth, they had a really big overbite and I couldn't close my lips at all. And so that was something that was different. But also, I was trying to understand what this thing was in my mouth. And I think I've explained it like this before, because it's the only way I could comprehend it. It was like, I have this contraption in my mouth that helps me to eat. You know, I don't know. I didn't know how else to explain it, because I was like, at first, how do I maneuver with this? How do I go about my day with this? Because it is different. It is something that's in there. But after a while, it just becomes a part of you. You don't think anything else of it. So yes, yeah, sure. Like, especially when you're stitches are still in there and everything is really fresh and your mouth is actively healing, like it is more prominent. You realize there's something in there because you're always trying to make sure that you're keeping your mouth clean, and it's just something new. But after a while, after you're not feeling any kind of pain or discomfort, not dealing with any stitches dissolving, and you start to eat and get more comfortable eating and get more comfortable talking, it's just you. No second thought about it. It is in there. So I would say it probably, if I had to give a time frame, maybe 4 to 6 weeks, to really start accepting it as a part of you.
It's a hard sensation to explain, because if you didn't have them, you would definitely notice. Like if you just had gums, and that's a really odd feeling. When you go from having broken teeth to prosthetic teeth, is also an odd feeling at first, but it becomes natural. It becomes familiar, the feeling, and it becomes so familiar after the days pass, and each day gets better and better, that it, I wouldn't say it feels completely natural, because it's never going to feel like natural teeth. I would say familiar with them to the point where you don't recognize them anymore.
Right.
Unnatural.
right.
Right after surgery, until you start healing and all the discomfort or anything goes away, and you start getting familiar with chewing and speaking, and then that's when they start feeling familiar and real comfortable and somewhat natural. But then again, you go for a 4-month adjustment, and they make them tighter after you heal and things like that. And then again, you get a couple more weeks where you notice them a little bit more because they're tighter now and they're more adjusted and they fit better. So I would say a little bit before the 4-month checkup, and then a few weeks after you start feeling natural again.
Precious said, considering implants, but haven't done a consultation yet because I'm scared I won't be able to afford it. How does paying for these go? So what advice would you give to her?
I'm just a cab driver, so I was obviously concerned about the price of the dental implants. I've heard it was expensive, but you know what? It can really be affordable if it's something you really want in your life. I just drive cab, I just give people rides, and I made it work for me. It's not unachievable. It can be affordable. What I actually find helpful is that you can get a cost guide that'll give you like general costs and prices of what dental implants cost, and they have different financing options. So don't automatically think that you can't afford it. You actually have options, and there are certain ways that you can make it affordable for you if it's something you really need or you really want. And you can download that in the description below.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.